He didn't care that she was a commoner. He didn't care that she was born male was to be dedicated to the Lord as a remembrance of the Passover, as a remembrance of God's deliverance of the firstborn males of Israel while they were captives in Egypt. And every woman who gave birth was required to bring an offering to the sanctuary in about 40 days after she had given birth. Now we might ask, what kind of offering was she supposed to bring? The book of Leviticus, which at first read through might seem rather tedious, but is actually full of a lot of very interesting information She did not have much to offer for the precious gift. She brought to the altar only two turtle doves, the offering appointed for the Lord. But they were an acceptable sacrifice to the Lord. She could not present rare treasures, such as the wise men of the East came to Bethlehem to lay before the Son of God. Yet the mother of Jesus was not rejected because of the smallness of her gift. It was the willingness in her heart that the Lord looked upon, and her love made the offering sweet. So God will accept our gift, however small, if it is the best that we have and is offered from love to Him. Again, that's the Review and Herald, December 9, 1890. So, friends, we often think of the unnamed widow who gave her two mites as an example of faithfulness to God. But right next to her stands Mary. Both of them were faithful with the little bit that they have. Mary had no qualifications. She had no wealth. But of what she had, she gave freely to the Lord. Most of all, she surrendered herself completely to her God. She said, "Behold the maidservant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." Let it be. Those are words of surrender. Not my will, but yours, Lord. Not my plans, but yours. Not my glory, but yours. Mary little knew what was in store for her. She was mocked, judged, condemned for her pregnancy. For the rest of her life, she bore the shame of this pregnancy. She faced the challenge of raising the Son of God in a world that hated Him. She, like all of Israel, was expecting a conquering Messiah who would defeat all of their enemies. But she was completely unprepared for a suffering Messiah who would die for her sins. Simeon prophesied to Mary in Luke 2:35. He prophesied that a sword will pierce through your own soul also. Nothing could have prepared Mary for seeing her Son hang upon that cross. We sing the song, "Mary, Did You Know?" But friends, Mary did not know. She had no idea. But humble Mary chose to believe God's word. She chose to act in faith, leaving the fulfillment, leaving the questions of how it would happen, leaving those questions in the hand of God. And in doing this, Mary stands as an example to all believers everywhere. And she stands as a role model to mothers everywhere. "Behold the maidservant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." I want to share another quote. It's a little bit more substantial. It is from Signs of the Times, August 20, 1902. It's a word to mothers. I think it's an important one to remember. It says, "Jesus knows the burden of every mother. He is her best friend in every emergency. His everlasting arms support her. That Savior, whose mother struggled with poverty and privation, sympathizes with every mother in her work and hears her earnest prayers. That Savior who went on a long journey for relieving the anxious heart of a Canaanitish woman will do as much for the afflicted mother of today. He who gave back to the widow of Nain her only son as he was being carried to burial is today touched by the bereaved mother's woe. He who wept at the grave of Lazarus, who pardoned Mary Magdalene, who on the cross remembered his mother's needs, who after the resurrection appeared to the weeping women and made them his messengers, is today they may not seem to heed what you say. They may put on an appearance of indifference and levity, as if your words were disregarded. But do not cease your efforts on their behalf. Your words are in their mind. They cannot forget them. You have sown the seed. In years to come, it will spring up and bring forth much fruit. Again, that's Signs of the Times, August 20, 1902. Mary said, "Behold the maidservant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." Satan has tried to sell us a lie. The lie that we can be partially on God's side, partially. That we can have some sort of conditions on our surrender to God. There are many people who claim to be loyal to God, but their loyalty is based on God meeting certain conditions for them. But there is a simple test over who truly is the Lord of our life. And that test is this: who has the highest authority? Do we choose God? Or when push comes to shove, do we choose our paycheck? Which matters more to us? God or money? Do we choose God? Or the opinions, the respect of people around us? Do we care more what God thinks of us? Or what the people around us think? Do we choose God? Or do we put human love ahead of God? Do we choose God? Or do we choose ourselves? Our loyalty is revealed not by our profession, but by the seemingly simple, humble choices that we make day by day. And it reveals who it is who actually has the final word in our life. Mary stands as an example of a woman, a mother, who is faithful in the little choices of her life. And as a result of her faithfulness, she was entrusted with one of the greatest